Great checks, S Mobile.
KQ 4YDI Mobile.
4YBI, KQ 4SAC.
How's it going? This is David. We're here in Greenville.
This is Paul, KK4 SAC in Duncan, and it's going to be a chilly, cold day today.
Yeah, that time of year for sure. Sitting here in a school line and everybody's driving like they are race car drivers and it's not raining.
Yep, yep. Anyway, yep, nothing's happening here, just trying to get ready for the day. Working, trying to clean up some of my computers and my radios, over.
It's a good way to spend a rainy day.
That's the good plan, is just to stay indoors, look out the window and say, I'm nice and warm and cozy, I'm so glad to be in here, and not driving. I hate driving in this weather. I'm an old man.
Big fan of it either, but luckily, I don't have to drive any much. I'm just running over to school and going back to the house.
That works. That works very well. Yep, like I said, I'm not doing anything today. I've got no plans. They're all just kind of just waiting for nice weather so I can do them in comfort.
Idea. What kind of radios are you playing around with?
The COM 7300 set up and just trying to make sure I've got everything set up right. The tuner isn't the best in the world. It's a good tuner, but it's just not tuning right. I mean, it tunes right. I get a 1-to-1 on CW. But if I go to single sideband, it just fluctuates with the reflected power big time.
Nice radio, regardless. I've never used one, but I've looked at them, and they're really nice. But I don't know that much about the tuners. I know they make a big difference and get everything set up right on your HF bands, but other than that, I don't have much experience, so I couldn't help you out.
Yeah. That's, I just have to work it out, and it's an external tuner, but I've got another tuner on another radio for my camper, and I'm going to pull that tuner off today and put it here to see if it is the tuner. I have sent this tuner back to the manufacturer once under warranty, and I have never heard of this. They sent me a letter back, said there was, functionally your tuner was fine, it had just gotten out of tune.
Like somebody would say, it sounds like something somebody would say when they're dealing with the product that's under their own warranty, doesn't it?
It sure did. I couldn't figure it out. I started to call them or send them an email, and I said it's just not worth it because it was working when it came back. And I'm just going to work on it and see. I may just put it with the one in the camper because it's rarely, rarely used. It's an ICOM 718 and with a Eagle One, and it's rarely, rarely used, so it's not a big deal. This one's used just about every day. Well, other than that, what else you got going on besides driving home?
I'm still working stiff, so I've got several meetings to deal with today. Just a regular work day, but nothing out of the ordinary. And after work, obviously, I've got three children, so then I play dad taxi after 5.
Yeah. Very good. That sounds like a wonderful, actually a good day. Stand by one, please. There we go. I just had something not work right. And I'm trying to multitask, and I do not multitask well. Could you repeat your call? didn't write it down, and I know your handle's Dave.
So, Quebec 4, Yankee Delta India.
Line again. Yep, okay. Anyway, and it was Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec India. Over.
For Yankee Delta India, KQ4YDI.
Okay, I got it. Thank you very much. Like I say, I can't do anything well trying to do two things. You can only do one thing correctly at a time. But anyway, well, that's all I got going. I am going to say 7-3 on your final.
Wonderful day in the nice warm house out of the rain and playing with the radio. 73 to you, and we will talk again soon. KQ4YDI, I'll be clear.
David, I'll catch you later, and thank you so much. KK4SAC, clear.